Real quick then, we're going to just hit a very fast Bible study tonight. Thesis 7 of Proper Distinction Between Law and Gospel says this: you're not rightly distinguishing between law and gospel in the Word of God if you preach first the gospel, then the law, or first sanctification and then justification, or first faith and then repentance, or first good works and then grace. Now, all of these things are true. We're sanctified, we're justified, we have faith, we have repentance, we have good works, we have grace. All of this is true, but remember that the law must be preached first. It must bring a sinner to their knees. It must make them despair of their sin so that they might find themselves repenting of their sin. And then the gospel can be preached to them that they would not despair of life, but find it in the person and work of Jesus Christ. That's an order of things. Now, it's not to say that when I give a sermon up here or a Bible study, that the sermon has to go like this. We're 50% law, and then once I'm halfway through, then I get 50% gospel. That's not what we're talking about. And it's not to say that even the sweet good news of the gospel could precede the law, because certainly God's word speaks in that way on occasion. What it does say is that in preaching, which is that in that way of applying God's word to a person's life, that's really what preaching is, then the law must be preached, spoken in the authority of the word of God, so that the gospel can follow. The law would accuse and the gospel would free. And if you do this in the wrong way, you're telling people, go earn your salvation and then God is going to fill in all the rest. Or it's to say, well, go and do all the good works you can, and then God will save you. Or it's to say, go and be holy, and then God will make you holy. Well, that doesn't work, does it? Instead, we have to say, you have failed to do good, but God has been good to you. You have not done good works perfectly and without fail, but God in Christ has given to you all perfection. It's to say that God has made you holy through the death of the Son so that you can now go out and live lives of holiness. See, if you get the order wrong, you get trapped in the error of pietism, where by your own efforts you are progressing in holiness and you are earning the favor of God. Or you get trapped in the error of antinomianism. That means to be against the law. These are people who teach that grace has to be preached first and then repentance, because the law really has no place in the church. So you don't want to fall into either error, but you want to shoot straight down the middle so that you can preach, so that you can deliver the word of God rightly to those who need to hear the right thing. And if you can't get this straight, well, the sad part is that error easily slips in. We've been in the Lutheran Church fighting this for 500 years. Now, we've not been fighting just externally, though that's true, but we're fighting with ourselves. And that's because we forget to rightly divide law and gospel, or we divide it in the wrong order, in the wrong way. And when a pastor, when a Lutheran pastor falls into this error, then their sermons become little more than just hot air. And that just tends to chase those people away who have been placed into their care. And that's why many do, even in the church, fall away, never to return to Christ. And that's why many pastors will be judged harshly by God. But this is a good lesson for all of us to learn, that we must speak and reach into people's lives with law and gospel and make sure that we are doing for them that which is right, in the right order, and at the right time. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we thank and praise you for feeding us the life-giving body and blood of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Send your Holy Spirit that, having with our mouths received the Holy Sacrament, we may by faith obtain and eternally enjoy your divine grace, the forgiveness of sins, unity with Christ, and life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go in his peace.